Welcome back to Reading the Grid. We're your hosts, Aaron and Ina, and today we're setting our sights on the crown jewel of the Formula One calendar, the Monaco Grand Prix. We've just come off an intense race at Imola, Max Verstappen's brilliant turn one, tire strategy dominating the headlines, and the championship fight really heating up. Now we're heading into the most glamorous weekend of the year. This year, Monaco's shaking things up, though, with a mandatory two-stop rule, meaning strategy could finally matter as much as qualifying. So who's going to master the narrow streets? Will Piastri hold on to the championship lead? Can Charles Leclerc shine at his home race and defend his title? And most importantly, who are we betting on to survive the chaos? Ina, let's get into our Monaco predictions. Who is going to be on pole?
As much as I want it to be Charles Leclerc, I know there is no chance. I don't know if you saw his interview where they asked him, does this weekend give you any hope or any encouragement for next week? And he just said, no.
That was the most dejected no.
Well, I'm going to take him at his word. So we're not going to have pole. However, Monaco is a street circuit and it's not one of Max's best tracks. Oscar likes street circuits and he did an incredible job last year. He's also going to do his revenge. And we all know I love an arc. I'm going to put him in P1 for the pole position. What about you, Aaron?
I also was going to put Piastri. I'm going to try to keep him a little bit different. The tricky part this year is it's the usual suspects.
It's always going to be the usual suspects.
It's just a matter of what order are the usual suspects in, because perfect example, last week at Imola, I missed pole, but I actually had a perfect execution with Max, Lando, and Oscar.
I got the same three, but in different order.
Just in a different order. So I actually got them in the correct order last time. And I have, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on who you're a fan of, predicted consistently where Max is going to end up.
You are not putting him on pole in Monaco. That's all I'm saying. I don't care who you put on pole, just not him.
I will not put Max on pole in Monaco.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm trying to think of who else does really well at Monaco. I'm going to throw a wild card one out there. I'm going to put Pierre Gasly on pole.
Seriously, the man deserves it after this week.
I know.
I have to say, you and P1, Tommy's daughter, Grace, have a lot in common because
I was thinking the same thing. I was channeling my inner Grace on that one. But Pierre does really well in Monaco.
He does. He actually does very well in qualifying, especially for Alpine. So,
I'm going to go out on a major limb and put Pierre Gasly on pole.
Fair.
Who is going to be your P3?
This is Hopium with a capital H. But I'm going to put my boy, Charles Leclerc. Do I want this to happen? No, I want for him P1. But it's then going to happen. Neither will P3. But you know what? I'm putting it in the universe. P3, Charles Leclerc.
I'm going to put Kimi Antonelli P3. He'll get his first podium with Mercedes. Lewis will go P2 and get his first podium with Ferrari.
Lovely.
I have got quite the list going on here, but okay.
I love this, but I'm going to go for the usual suspects. For P2, I'm going to have actually Lando Norris.
Okay.
I know this is not his best track. I do think McLarens are suited for all the tracks.
They are.
He is on the up.
Yep.
And I think he's determined to prove that he is the best driver. Lando Norris is my P2.
Lando did have a pretty solid end to the race at Imola. So I could see him carrying momentum into Monaco. So, all right.
Yeah. And for P1, of course, our revenge arc will be complete. I'll keep with Oscar Piastri. I mean, Monaco has like almost universal 100% conversion rate. And I feel like Oscar dropped the ball at Imola. He will not do that again. He's a smart cookie and he knows how to learn from his mistakes.
Yes, he does. I know I said I'm going to try to not do all the same. I just find it really hard not to have Oscar in P1.
Let's do Oscar P1.
So all the other ones I will do different, but I will keep Oscar P1. So you have Oscar on pole, Oscar P1,
Lando.
Lando, and then Charles. I'm gonna put Pierre Gasly on pole, Oscar, Lewis, Kimi.
What happens to Pierre that he does not convert his pole position into a podium? Not even judging by P1. DNF?
It's Alpine. I think he's gonna DNF for something that's not his fault.
Fair. And you know, with Alpine, it will happen.
I hate that for him. I'd love for him to
Okay.
actually convert a pole.
Since we know where Lewis ends up, where the hell do you think Charles ends up?
Four. He'll be right there, but he has got a lot of pressure going into Monaco, and I think it's probably going to mess with his head. Unfortunately, I would love to have him defend his title because last year, him winning his home race was super special. I love to see it finally happen, especially because the years prior where he had pole, missed out on formation laps because an engine, all these things were stacked against him. So for him to finally win at home meant so much. And I think he's a great guy. I hate to see him in the headspace that he's in with interviews, the radios. I just feel like he's gonna be his own worst enemy come Monaco.
Well, just remember, he did miss Thursday media session because he
Because he
was
was
sick.
sick, that's fair.
So maybe he's still recovering. And I do feel maybe being at home, yes, there's a lot of pressure, but there's also, I think, so much support that could propel him to something extraordinary. Because I couldn't imagine the pressure that he had last year, especially after he actually got pole again. So the fact that he dealt with that pressure so well, I think speaks a lot to his mindset. And even though, again, he does not sound great right now, I think he will either have a stellar race for this year's standard, which to me, being on a podium, is stellar,
I
or
agree.
a disaster. Like, I don't think he'll be anywhere in the middle. And so I predict him to be on podium, and I think he will do everything to get there. And I believe in him. Again, I wouldn't be surprised some disaster befalling him because, you know, that's his life. However, in terms of Lewis Hamilton, last year, I believe he qualified seventh because in DTS, they showed this very cute interaction with him and Bottas talking to Leclerc during the driver's parade. And he's saying, you know, like, what's your strategy? Are you just gonna like hold us all up or are you just gonna let go? So like you can tell us, like, I'm seventh. He's like, I don't remember where Bottas was, but he was like, we're not a threat to you. And it was so cute and very adorable. I actually think he may do one better, so I'll put him in P6. The
Okay.
reason it's a two-step strategy, and we're talking about Ferrari, so anything goes. I still think he is having issues with qualifying, and I do think in Monaco, even with a two-stop, it is kind of key where you qualify. So I don't see him qualifying that high. So there's only so far he could go. However, we do have so many rookies on the grid that will probably bounce into the walls. So I expect red flags, safety cars, you name it.
Well, it's Monaco. It usually rains. We have two stops. We have rain. George does really well in the rain. Kimi does really well in the rain. I say Lewis because he had a great track record at Mercedes at Monaco. Hoping his momentum of feeling one with the car carries on. Either way, I still stick with the same thing. Both Ferraris are going to be in points in the top 10. I don't see either one of them not getting points. If they both could get on the podium, that would be pretty incredible. Like if we had Oscar and then Ferrari.
No, if they're in the podium, they better be one, two. That's all I'm saying. Like, if both of them
Listen,
are
at
there,
this point, I would take two and three.
no, one, two.
I hear you.
I'm just saying, the both of them together have to, like.
That would be such an amazing image to see. However, speaking of revenge arcs, I'm pretty sure Oscar Piastri is going to go on a tear. He was charging at Leclerc last year. I could see him on pole and staying through, as lovely as that would be to see our drivers 1-2. Like, if we could get 2-3, that'd be phenomenal.
I agree with you, but I'm just saying nobody will have a revenge arc like Leclerc. He tussled with the two people he actually really likes, which is Pierre Gasly and Alex
I know that Gasly
Albon.
overtake. I was like, woo, didn't see
Yeah.
that one coming.
So he will put out his elbows. I think he will go all like Monaco and Monza, I think for him, are the only things that can salvage his season. So if anyone's going to go on a tear for a revenge arc, it's my boy.
Let's
At
hope
least
so.
I'm
I
manifesting
hope.
it. Listen, he can go on the tear and into the wall for all I know, but at some point, as I said, it's either going to be a complete disaster or something really extraordinary.
We'll see. So I was going to put Max at P6.
Yes, let's do that. That
Okay.
matches his last year because, and remember, he said it was such a boring race that
He
he needs
needed
a
a pillow.
pillow. So Red Bull gave him a pillow. So now he has a pillow. So he can
So
just
he can use
relax.
it this year.
Thank you. That's all I'm
Break out
saying.
the pillow, Max. You're going to P6.
Yep.
Midfield. Right now, based on the constructors, Williams, Aston, Haas, clearly Williams is the best out of those, unless the two stop really does something bizarre. Sauber had a pretty decent race at Imola. What do you think?
It's not going to be sober.
All right, now who's the reality police now? It's
Yeah,
you.
no, that's just not going to happen. I agree with you. I think William, I don't think Williams are that great in Monaco, although it's a much better car than last year. And Sainz was on the podium, granted, with
It
Ferrari.
was a Ferrari, though.
Yeah, so I kind of expect them to be in the points. To me, that would probably be best of the rest. I agree with you on Gasly. I think he can do something.
I
Don't
bet he's
know.
in the points. Like, if he, I could see
So
him in
who's
the
ahead?
top 10.
All right. So who's ahead? Leclerc's bestie or his former teammates?
Pierre's going to be ahead of Carlos. For
I
sure.
agree, and I want this to happen. I kind
Yeah.
of want Pierre, Albon, Sainz in that
And
order.
Pierre Albon sides. Yeah, I can see that.
So your top 10 is phenomenal.
My
So
top
who's
10 is all over the place. God
your...
bless. Do your top 10, then
Yeah,
I'll
let's do my
revisit
top 10.
mine.
So we have Oscar, Lando, and Charles. Then in fourth position, I'm going to put Kimi Antonelli,
Okay.
even though I don't think Mercedes are that great in Monaco. But
But
with all
Kimmy's
those,
good in wet if it rains.
if it rains,
If it
but
rains.
okay, my boy's not that great on rain, so let's just not predict rain right now. So, okay, so I'll give Kimi fourth.
Okay.
I'm going to move up Lewis to fifth. I know I said
Thank you.
sixth, but I'm going to move to fifth because I want Max in sixth. That's his place.
We're gonna hold him Max and six on either
Sixth.
side of these predictions. Okay.
Six. You know what I'm going to do? I'm better. We do Russell six, Max is seventh. That's going to kill
Ooh.
him. And then we're going to do Pierre eighth,
Okay.
Albon ninth, Hadjar 10th. Sainz doesn't even make it to top 10.
Ooh.
Ooh,
I have
I
a
said
hard
it.
time Sainz not being in top 10, even though he's in Williams this year, not Ferrari. So, okay. Oscar, Lewis, Kimi,
Kimi,
Charles,
Charles, Russell.
Lando.
Orlando,
I'm going to
okay.
go Lando, five. Max,
Six.
six. Russell,
Russell?
seven. Pierre, eight.
Okay, we agree on that.
Yeah. Albon, nine. I'm
Yep.
going to do Sainz, 10, just because Sainz usually does well in Monaco.
Listen, sometimes luck has to go Leclerc's way. So can we take it from Sainz? I mean, I don't care. Like, he doesn't care. What does it
That would
matter?
be totally fine with me. Listen, I mean, something's got to change, but I think it's going to be really interesting because Pirelli did everybody a big favor with the tire selection in Imola to make that race more exciting. And I know the expectation is they'll do something similar with the tires for Monaco. So between the tires and then the two stop, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens this weekend. And that's if it's dry.
Well, I just like every time you introduce an extra pit stop, it's like asking Ferrari, like how badly can you screw up? So I'm hoping it doesn't happen. And if there are going to be red flags, which I expect because I
Yes.
remember that red flag with like Magnussen going bowling with Perez, his teammate. But I think with so many rookies, something's going to happen,
It's going to be
though.
like Australia if it gets wet. It's going to.
Stop working in the wet. It does
I'm
not
just
work well.
convinced it's going to rain in Monaco.
I don't think, I don't know. I'm not sure you're.
I'm going to hope I'm wrong, but
Okay.
I've thrown out a few wild predictions. What would be a wild prediction for you?
Well, it's
Even.
not as wild based on your predictions, but to me, it would be for Kimi Antonelli to finally finish the race in front of George Russell, which has not happened yet.
That'd be pretty epic. That'd be
Yeah,
great. I'd be good for that.
so we're both
Yeah.
predicting that. I mean, yours
Yep.
is a little
Aggressive.
higher than I would put him, but I'll take it. So I just think it's time. And for him, with Imola going so poorly, I think he needs to show, no, that wasn't one-off. I can do something amazing, which I think he will. I am definitely ready for Kimmy to step up. I want all my revenge arcs. Let's do Oscar. Let's do Leclerc. Let's do Kimmy. Hell, let's do Albon. He's so pissed off that. Oh, Pierre, of course. The ones who don't need it is actually Max Verstappen and Lando Norris, so they can just chill.
I did throw out my wildest prediction, and that would be Pierre getting pole. I don't know if I can come up with anything bolder than that.
I think Alpine will literally combust if that happens. Because first of all, can
That
you
would be
imagine
something.
the scrutiny on Pierre's car? Everyone will be sure that Briatore did something.
Of course.
And especially if there is another Colapinto crash, which is very timely and prevents some very promising drivers of completing their second laps, I bet you they will think Briatore is behind it.
Well, I can only imagine the water bottle or whatever Briatore would come up with to antagonize the rest of them over.
Oh, can you imagine what
No.
Alonso will say about it? Oh,
Because he
so,
was part of the first crash gate, so let's hope he's
so
not a participant in number two.
this man is involved in Spygate, Crashgate, every gate you can think of. By the way, Lewis is also part of Spygate, so the
That's true.
shenanigans encompass a lot of people. That wraps up our Monaco 2025 predictions. With strategy in the spotlight and the new two-stop rule in play, we are hoping this year's race delivers more than just glitz and yachts. Maybe even a little chaos in the tunnel and surprises in the pits.
Will Max keep up his momentum? Can McLaren hang on to the championship lead? Then dare we say it, is this finally the weekend the Ferrari Hopium train makes a scheduled stop in Monaco? Ina's got her fingers crossed for a Leclerc home podium or just a clean race, while Aaron is manifesting a Hamilton masterclass in scarlet red. Thanks for joining us on Reading the Grid. Keep your engines running and your pages turning. Until next time.